Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, June 15th, 2015, and on today's podcast we're going to discuss the 800th anniversary of the Magna Carta, the great charter that established the rule of law and set in motion the rise of Western civilization, June 15th, 800 years ago today, on a riverbank in southern England. The most important bargain in the history of the human race was struck. It was on that day, 800 years ago, that the concept of a nation of laws and not of men was born. The grand bargain was that from then on, the law would stand above the government. King John signed the charter which bound him to the law and freed the individual from the arbitrary rules of government. The English had a saying then, the law is in his mouth, which meant the king's word is law. But after June 15, 1215, that was no longer true from King John's acceptance, that he could no longer make the rules, flowed most of the rights and freedoms that we take for granted today, rights such as press freedom, the right to publish without government censorship, the right to own property, equal protection of the law, the right to due process of law, the right to trial by jury, and of course, the right to habeas corpus. The term Magna Carta is Latin for the Great Charter. That meant it was an agreement and a bargain. To have any meaning, it had to have a means of holding the inevitable abuses of power holders accountable to the law. The Magna Carta instituted a form of rule that developed into the parliament of today. The people would rule themselves through elected representatives. So today, the constitutional history of England and even America is traceable right back to the Magna Carta. It has always meant a lot to Americans who have never taken their liberty for granted, at least not until now. The site of the signing of the Great Charter was unmarked until 1957, when a memorial was placed there by the American Bar Association. Today, to celebrate the place where freedom was born, a bronze statue of Queen Elizabeth II will mark the spot. This monument was funded mostly by private fundraising, as rulers aren't really interested in having the rest of us see their limitations. The early settlers in America brought Magna Carta with them and tried to incorporate it into their basic law. In 1687, William Penn published it for the first time on American soil. Mr. Penn explained that it was what made Englishmen unique. Quote, in France and other nations, the mere will of the prince is law. His word takes off any man's head, imposes taxes, seizes any man's estate, when, how, and as often as he likes. But in England, each man has a fixed fundamental right, born with him, as to freedom of his person and property in his estate, which he cannot be deprived of, but either by his consent or by some crime for which the law has imposed such a penalty or a forfeiture, end quote. Americans saw the Magna Carta differently than did the English. The English saw it primarily as establishing the supremacy of Parliament over the king, but in America it was seen as establishing the supremacy of individual rights over arbitrary government power. Early in the American Revolution, it was not seen as a conflict by two nations, but as one between two factions of the same nation. Using the principles of the Magna Carta, the Americans asserted the historic rights they claimed as Englishmen. On the marker established by the American Bar Association is the inscription, quote, freedom under law, that concept that something invisible to most bound the most powerful just as much as it did the weakest among us. That is the law of the land, not a set of rules imposed by government, or the words of some holy book interpreted and imposed by priest, but something inherited and belonging to the land and to the people. That was the common law, a beautiful thing. inherited over centuries. It was evolved and developed from logic and religious concepts. Too bad we destroyed it. Now all we have is statutory law, which is made from the whims of empty politicians and their empty promises. But the Magna Carta lives on. Its concepts have not been destroyed. Despite the Clinton, Bush, and Obama efforts to destroy the rule of law and replace it with the rule of tyrants, the law lives on. That makes me optimistic for America and its future, folks. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.